أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقيل للذين اتقوا ماذا أنزل ربكم؟ قالوا خيرا. للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة، ولدار الآخرة خير، ولنعم دار المتقين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the situation of the disbelievers. Allah says that when they are asked about revelation, this going back to those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ, when it is said to them that, listen, what has your Rabb revealed in the form of Quran, in the form of divine scriptures, what would they say? أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. It's all fairy tales. It's all fairy tales. It is tales of the ancient people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of the plans and the plots that they devise in this world. Allah compared it to a bunyan, to a building. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how that same plan and plot will cave in on them and will turn against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of the adab that they will face in akhirah. Allah spoke of their situation at the time of death. When the malaika are drawing their souls, the angels will draw their souls at a point and at a time when they will be wronging themselves. Meaning while they will be engaged in a life of sin and vice, the worst type of death they will experience. And then Allah spoke of the adab in the akhirah and how they will be instructed and told to enter into the gates of Jahannam. In today's ayat, ayah number 30 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah speaks of the situation of the believers now, comparing it to that of the disbelievers, and specifically the believers who have developed taqwa. Allah says, وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. When those who have developed taqwa, Allah consciousness, Allah's fear and piety, when it is said to them, مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ, what has your Rabb sent down in the form of divine revelation, in the form of Quran, what did they say over there? It's a asatirul awwalin. The muttaqeen, what do they say? قَالُوا خَيْرًا. They say, he has sent down the best. خَيْرًا. The muttaqeen realize that the book that they have in front of them is the best. It is worth sacrificing everything for. It is khair. It is the best. When you are told of something that it is the best, how much of effort and time you will dedicate towards achieving it. And you will sacrifice whatever it is that you have to sacrifice, because khairan is the best. And that's what we have not realized. The realization of this being the best is not in our lives. And that is why we are not prepared to make the sacrifice. While for everything else there's sacrifice. Recently I was just told of a series that many television series, Turkish-based series, Ertugrul. Many might have heard of this. It's a craze, something popular, especially amongst the youngsters. And la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, you know, I was told it's about more than an hour, one series, or one episode rather. And people, especially the Muslims, have gone crazy over this thing, and they are spending hours. I mean, imagine if one episode is more than an hour, and you have hundreds of episodes of that, how much of time is wasted? And wallah, I just did some research on it. 90% of it is fictional. It's not fact. It's not based on facts. The individual who they refer to and they speak of, Ertugrul, hardly anything is known about him in Islamic history. He did exist. And it has something to do with Islamic history. But 90% of what that series portrays is fictional. It's nothing. And it's a waste of time. What about Quran? If we can spend that amount of time on something that's absolutely useless, in fact detrimental to our iman and to our deen, then Why is it that there's no drive, absolutely, by and large, they are the exceptions, to dedicate time to the Qur'an? Why? قَالُوا خَيْرًا. We haven't understood the reality that it is the best. The best thing in this dunya that exists is in the form of the Qur'an. It is in the form of divine revelation. So until we don't realize that, and that realization does not come into our minds and into our hearts, that this is indeed the best, we are not going to make the sacrifice and dedicate time towards acquiring it. Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. Allah spoke of the disbelievers over there, what they are going to face in the Akhirah, in the form of punishment and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who made ihsan in this world. Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ. Those who did ihsan, who did good in this dunya, for them in the Akhirah will be hasanah, will be good. They were good, they were kind, they were generous, they were good people. And they whatever they did, ihsan means whatever you do it with excellence. Whatever they had done, in as far as deen is concerned, the ibadah is concerned, the interaction with others are concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they exercised ihsan, they were good, they were perfect, for them shall be good in the Akhirah. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the Akhirah, the best, the abode of the Akhirah is much, much better. وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And Allah says, certainly the muttaqeen, their abode, is an excellent one in the Akhirah. Jannat. Allah describes the abode of the muttaqeen. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. Gardens of eternity, eternal gardens. يَدْخُلُونَهَا. They will enter it. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Rivers shall be flowing beneath them. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ. Allah says, the muttaqeen will enjoy in these gardens, in paradise, whatever they desire. Whatever they desire, it shall be given to them, and they shall enjoy it. كَذَلِكَ يَجْزِي اللَّهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, that is how Allah rewards the muttaqeen. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward for the taqwa that they have displayed in this dunya and in this worldly life. Allah spoke of the death of the kafirin. What did Allah say? Over there Allah said, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. The mushrik, the polytheist, the sinner, the disbeliever, when his soul is drawn out of sin, when his soul is being drawn out of his body, is drawn out in such a state that he is oppressing himself. He is a wrongdoer. But the muttaqeen, Allah says, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. They are those that when the malaika draw out their souls, طيبين, they are in a good state, in a pleasant state. That is why we should try and stay away from places of vice, places of sin, environment where sin is openly committed. We don't know if death can come at that point and death overtakes us at that moment. What will be our condition and what will be our situation? The muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The malaika take out their souls and the malaika bring death to them when? طيبين, while they are in a good state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to be in a good, a pure state because they lived a life of purity. They lived a life of goodness. They lived a life of abstinence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to enjoy that at the end of their lives as well. The malaika draw out their souls from their body while they are in a pure, excellent, in a good state. يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. The malaika greet them when they come to withdraw and take out their souls. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be upon you. Imagine what a moat that would be. What an experience that would be. At that moment when you are, when fear is at its highest level and its highest point. At that time, you see the angels coming and saying salam to you. Yaqulun, they will say to them, salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, udkhulul jannah. Already in this dunya, as you are leaving this world, they will say, udkhulul jannah. Go, enter into paradise. Udkhulul jannata bima kuntum ta'malun. Go into paradise, why? Because of the deeds that you performed. Because of all the actions that you did in this world, you have earned paradise. Now it is only it is only fair that you are given the good news of entering into paradise. May Allah grant us